Hi, it's Craig Sigal here, the mental toughness trainer, delivering to you life-changing strategies, training, and techniques to become fearless, direct your mind, master your emotions, and speed you along to your goals. Show notes and to stay connected to me are at mentaltoughnesstrainer.com with a link to all podcast episodes at the top of the site. All right, let's do this. All right, today we're going to talk about flow and the flow state. What is it? The benefits to achieving it? And how to get into the flow state? And hopefully, as I'm talking here, I will get into that flow state. Let's start out with a little quote from the book Flow by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, I think is the way you pronounce it. Quote, "The best moments in our lives are not passive, receptive, relaxing times. The best moments usually occur if a person's body or mind is stretched to its limits in a voluntary effort to accomplish something difficult and worthwhile." Yeah. So I'm going to use his first name, Mihaly, because it's a lot easier to say than his last name. He's a Hungarian psychologist who immigrated to the U.S., and studied happiness. He's one of the first to pioneer the field of happiness psychology or positive psychology. And his definition of flow is a state in which people are so involved in an activity that nothing else seems to matter. The experience is so enjoyable that people will continue to do it even at great cost for the sheer sake of doing it. Now, doesn't that sound good to performance? And when I say performance, I don't just mean performing as an athlete or competitor. I mean performing in business. I mean performing, we're all performers all day long. I mean performing in our personal relationships, saying the things that are in line with who you are, saying the things that allow you to stick up for where you want to go and who you want to be. That's performance. So when I say performance, I mean that plus athletic plus competition endeavors of all sorts. All right, so what is flow? Well, breaking it down, the word state, totally involved in what you're doing, carried away by it, it's an overall focus, not just on one teeny little thing, but the whole thing you're doing at that moment. So what's a state? It's a combination of what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And when I say thinking, that doesn't necessarily mean your conscious thinking. It can also, that's a combination of your unconscious thinking, your automatic thoughts, and your conscious chosen thoughts. So as I studied what other people, including Mihaly, have written about, and I have his book, and I've gone through it, and it's a lot of scientific studies in there. I've boiled it down to, once again, if you haven't heard this before in my previous podcast, it always comes down to this, the formula, performance equals potential minus interference. And in my layman's terms, for all of us performers, it means get rid of the interference pattern. That means the thinking and the feeling parts of our state that are not in line with what we're working on, what we're performing, right? So you will play your best. You will perform your best when you get rid of the interference, mental and emotional. That's what that means. So my definition to take off from Mihaly is when your emotions and your thoughts are in line with the goals. So what does that mean? That means we need to eliminate the emotions and thoughts that are not in line with our goals or what we're working on right now. So to go even further down the rabbit hole, we have to eliminate the reasons, the causes for those emotions and thoughts that are not in line with our goals. Right? Everything I do is about going to the core reasons and not treating symptoms. So first, you have to understand something here. The reasons and causes are thoughts, because this is fact. Thoughts lead to emotions and feelings, which happen often simultaneously. Thoughts lead to emotions and feelings, and those lead to actions or non-actions. Now, before we move on, I want to make a distinction between the flow state, getting in the flow, and another term athletes, performers, and competitors use, the zone. So the zone is a little bit beyond or more amazing than flow. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the zone is where you are just absolutely can't do anything wrong. Everything is perfect. You do everything right. Michael Jordan, when he was scoring 80 points or whatever his game, where he talks about being in that zone. Just about every athlete will talk about moments or short periods of time where it seems like everything is just totally effortless. And that is separate than the flow state. The flow state is something you can achieve and is the gateway to slipping into the zone. Athletes, competitors, performers slip into the zone, who knows when. But it makes sense that the more often you can get into that flow state where there's a total immersion in what you're doing and no interference, which is what the definition of it is, the more likely it is you will slip into, you'll open that door, walk through it, and be in that zone state. So nobody can get you into the zone. Anybody who says that, run. And I might have said that somewhere, and you might find it on my websites early in my career when I was learning this. Ignore it, because nobody can get you there. We can help you, assist you, teach you how to get into the flow, which is very controllable and doable. So people then ask me, well, Craig, why does the zone happen? If nobody knows how you get there or how to get there again, why does it happen? I have an opinion on this, and you can take it or leave it. But my opinion is, it is, and I believe in God, it's God giving us a taste or a sampling of our true potential to keep us striving for things, going for things, going for goals. Because, here's the punchline, going for goals and striving for goals, that's happiness. It's God giving us the opportunity for happiness. Little taste of it so that we stay on that path. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, more about how the flow state actually is the path to happiness. All right, so the benefits to getting into the flow state. Often performers think, well, you know, it's this magical thing and I'm going to maybe get there or not. And if I'm in there, well, that means I'm going to perform better. Not necessarily. However, it dramatically increases the odds that you will perform better. That's it. It just increases your odds. See, this is a problem. So many athletes and competitors will tell me after they'll say, I felt great. I was totally into it. They describe all the conditions everybody uses to talk about flow or even the zone. But my scores didn't show it. And so they conclude erroneously that flow state, that zone state doesn't matter, and they go back to their old programming. I just need to grind and work harder and all the stuff that creates performance anxiety and overthinking and all that other kind of interference that I've been talking about forever all over my website and everything I've ever done. So when you get the idea that it just increases the odds, and when I'm working with little kids, I make it simple. I just say this. Let me ask you this. Is it more likely that you're going to play better in your sport there when you feel good or when you feel bad? Of course, they always say feel good, right? So I say, you know, most people, they wait until they do something good in order to feel good. And then they feel bad if they do something bad. But what if we were to work on feeling good before we did anything? Wouldn't that increase your chances of performing better? You just admitted you play better when you feel good, right? So I just use basic logic. I hope you got that. So do not think it is a guarantee of results. It increases your odds. Benefit number two, which is even more important, and what I talked about earlier, why God gives us this little taste of the zone, is flow state leads to happiness. Because what Molly and so many others in scientific studies have shown now, it's the pursuit of a goal that leads to consistent, daily, regular happiness. Not achieving the goal. Achieving the goal is great, don't get me wrong, but it's like the cherry on the cake or the icing on the cake. It's a little dessert, it's a little extra. It's short term. I don't know about you, but I want to be happy every day. So an extreme example of this is lottery winners. They've studied lottery winners. And yes, they have an initial euphoria about winning the lottery. Their life is going to change. No more worries about money and all that stuff. But after a few months, their happiness levels go right back to their previous set point. In fact, lots of lottery winners, they become less happy. They become more unhappy because they no longer have any goals to pursue, no purpose anymore. So it comes down to this. You're either going to base your happiness on things outside of you, external, or events outside of you, somewhere in the future, that's outside of you, or something inside of you that you control every single moment of your life. And that's what this flow state is all about. So, how to achieve it? Well, step one is you have to commit to what I've been talking about so far. And it's what I call the indirect route. The indirect route to your goals. So you think that the best way to get your goals is to think about your goal, focus on your goal, and relate everything you're doing to your goal. So if things are not going well towards your goal, correct course and come back. And if things are going well, now you have confidence and happiness and maybe you'll get some more, but then it goes off track and you've got this crazy bumpy road the whole way. Now, let me introduce you to a little analogy. I was going on a trip from here in Seattle to a place in the mountains called Trout Lake, Washington for a little weekend. And I pull up Trout Lake, Washington on my iPhone and I'm looking at it right here, right now. I'm looking at that map, and I wish I could show you this, but basically, the direct route to Trout Lake, Washington, it says 4 hours and 14 minutes and 162 miles. The indirect route is, I know it to be a freeway route, and it says 4 hours and 17 minutes, so about the same time, but it says 257 miles. Well, me, Mr. Efficiency here, I'm going the most direct route. Yeah, probably means we're going to go slower, but I want to save almost 100 miles of driving. I'll probably save some gas and probably be more scenic. And so I chose that route. Well, guess what? About a third of that 162 miles was dirt roads, pockmarked dips. It was terrible. It was stressful single-lane roads where I had to pull off and another car had to squeeze by me. My car got dirty. It was it was nerve-wracking the whole way. I was afraid my tires were going to come out from under me on the side of some of the thin parts of the road. So yeah, it actually ended up taking longer. And so I vowed on the way home, I was going to take that freeway route. And the freeway route, yeah, it took about the same time, maybe a little teeny bit shorter, but time was not the issue. It was easy. I could drive with one finger on the steering wheel. I could relax and listen to an audiobook and have a conversation with my partner, right? My vehicle loved it a lot better. We all know the difference between hard miles and easy miles on a vehicle. And this became kind of like my analogy here for the flow. I vowed to take the most efficient route, an effective route, not necessarily the shortest distance. There's a difference there. So let me introduce you to another concept that's going to help you understand and get into this flow state. It's this concept of attachment or detachment. So attachment means you think about something, you want something, that's that direct route to a goal, right? Detachment to anything means you kind of like, whatever, yeah, don't care about that. So detachment reduces emotions and thoughts about something. I don't care, right? Attachment increases emotions and thoughts towards something, right? So the more I think about something, the more I'm attached to it, the more I'm going to have emotions about it and automatic and conscious thoughts about it. Well, guess what? Flow is the immersion that total involvement in the doing. and the not thinking or feeling about what you're doing, or worse, judging yourself about what you're doing. And that comes from relating what you're doing to something else, the goal. Like that what you're doing is just a means to an end. And you're stuck on this, well, if I get my goal, then I'll be happy. And this, what I'm doing right now in this game, working out, this training I'm doing right now, yeah, it's just a means to that. Well, you have just excluded yourself from a ton of consistent happiness every single day. And the truth is, you've decreased your ability to get into the zone, and you've decreased your odds of performing better. Remember I said earlier, feel good, perform good. Feel bad, feel bad. Well, I'm thinking happiness is closer to feel good than feel bad. So backing up a little bit, logically, if our goal to get into the flow is immersion in the doing of it, the total and complete focus on what you're doing, then we need to eliminate the thinking or the feeling about the doing. And so what we need to do is to detach from the results of what we're doing. Not think about anything to do with the results, the end results. This is a common sports psychology principle. But the way to do that is to commit or attach to what I'm talking about, this flow state, knowing that indirectly that will improve your performance. And oops, the performance just kind of gets you to your goal, but that's a sideshow. That's a byproduct. It's almost an accident. Now, I know this is a tough sell for people because I've tried to sell it for a long time. It's really tough. You've been pre-programmed. Work hard. Do everything you need to do. Judge what you're doing wrong and fix it, right? That's the human mind at work normally to solve problems. Because if you were committed to this flow state, which is just performance equals potential, meaning committed to just getting rid of interference one at a time, using the tools I teach in all my programs, then you would relate everything you're doing to that and not your end results. So, an example down to earth. I teach in my programs and when I work with people one-on-one, a tool, mental practice, right? And I work with a client. This is so typical. I'll just tell you. 17-year-old kid who was having problems in his sport, performance anxiety, scared of whatever. We did the clearing work. I won't get into that. Afterwards, I gave him the tool of mental practice, which is to reinforce the key points of what you just did in order to repetition-wise solidify the new learnings, the new way of thinking, right? So that's what mental practice is for. You don't just mentally practice your physical game, you mentally practice your mental game as well. So he came to me like 6 months later and said, Craig, I'm back to where I was before. Yeah, I had a great month or two after our work. It was great. I felt awesome. I was calm. I was doing everything right. And then I kind of slipped backwards and I asked him, so did you do the mental practice? I teach a one-minute mental practice routine, my advanced mental toughness, and in person. He goes, well, no. And I said, so either you weren't convinced that doing that, that mental practice, that's a flow type thing. In other words, it's a tool to continue to eliminate interference and relate everything towards getting rid of interference, which is the flow state. You weren't convinced of this indirect process I'm talking about. Otherwise, you don't want your outcome. Now, I know you want your outcome, which is, you know, to be a D1 player or whatever his goal was, right? But you weren't convinced that the indirect route I taught you and that the tool I taught you was going to actually get you there. So it's like this. I said, let's say you're driving along. You want to get from here to there, your goal. And there is, you get a flat tire. On your side of the road, 100% of the time, if you want to get to point B from where you started point A, you will fix that flat tire, won't you? Because you're convinced that fixing the flat tire will allow the vehicle to get to where it wants to go. You won't just sit there on the side of the road and go, wow, the tire didn't last. Wow, I'm not going to get where I needed to go. No, you're 100% convinced that if you go in the trunk, take the tools out, change the tire with the spare tire tools, mental practice tool, getting the picture here, that you can put the tire back on and you will continue and you will get where you're going to go. You're 100% convinced. So that's really the essence of what I'm teaching you here today. You need to be convinced that this indirect path, commitment to this flow state, commitment to getting rid of the interference and relating your entire experience on that principle, that will accidentally get you to your outcome. So how do we actually get into the flow state? Well, in the moment, just before you're about to perform, it's 100% commitment to the action. You just start it and you do it. That's step one. Now, everybody's pretty good already at taking that step. That's the easy one. That's the initiation into the flow state, committing to doing something. That starts the process. Whether or not you're going to be in flow is dependent on whether you have cleared the interference. The interference is useless thoughts and emotions that are not in line with what you're doing. And actually, we really don't need any emotions for the most part, unless you're an actor, where emotions is part of what you're trying to do. But for just about the rest of us, emotions are kind of irrelevant. So we're getting rid of things that cause the emotions that are not in line, and it's most of the emotions. We don't need any emotions for the most part to go do our thing. We just go do it. And then you just slip into rehearsed repetition of what you already know. That's really the essence of this flow state. But none of it's going to happen if you've got this interference, if you're constantly judging, oh no, I missed two shots, and therefore, and you think all the kinds of negative thinking, and then that generates scared feelings. You're out of the flow. You're not focused on what you're doing. So quickly to wrap this up here, let's tie this into Mihaly's 10 conditions for flow. And he says they're not all necessary, but we'll talk about each one of them. He says, one, clear goals that while challenging are still attainable. I teach SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, a reach, and timed. If you go type in SMART goals, you'll see people say relevant. That's ridiculous. They need to be challenging, are a reach. That's where I differ from everybody else. Mihaly's got it 100% right. Two, strong concentration and focused attention. That is going to happen when you are not distracted from automatic thoughts related to your outcomes, judgments, and the emotions that come from it. I believe people are naturally predisposed to focus. Even kids with ADD can sit in front of a video game and play it for an hour or longer. You've seen it. The kids with the most, squirrel mind can sit there and concentrate. That all we have to do is get rid of the things that distract us, our own mind. Commitment to this flow state, getting rid of the interference, is how your natural ability to concentrate and focus will just occur. You don't have to try to concentrate and focus. You have to try to concentrate and focus if you're fighting useless thoughts and difficult emotions that are not in line with what you're doing. Makes sense? Three, the activity is intrinsically rewarding. That means you enjoy doing it for the doing itself. No outcome. It's the same thing. You commit to being in flow because that leads to happiness. And so just doing this, whether it's in practice or in training or competition, it's all the same thing to you if you are 100% committed to this flow, knowing that's what will bring you happiness. That's the reward, the happiness of doing. Four, feelings of serenity, a loss of feelings of self-consciousness. Self-consciousness means judgment. Judgment. You take the judgment out by taking out the outcome related to what you're doing. Your goal of getting to the next level in your performance should be irrelevant to what you're doing. Then you won't judge. That's what self-consciousness is. And this is all doable through clearing the interference patterns before you ever attempt to do the thing or along the way. 5, timelessness, a distorted sense of time, feeling so focused on the present that you lose track of time passing. Most of us have experienced this. You can experience this when you're on a drive and you go, wow, that felt like nothing, right? You are just maybe listening to the radio or having an engaging conversation. That's right. The doing gets us that. You don't have to try for it, but that's often what happens. And that's how you know you've achieved it. 6, immediate feedback. Totally not necessary. But what that means is what you're doing is a dynamic, automatic process. If you're a lacrosse player and something is not going your way, you make a bad pass, you instantly adjust. You don't have to think about it. You don't make that pass again. Your automatic computer, your unconscious mind takes that in and knows, oh, don't make that move again. You don't have to think about it. It's immediate and it's automatic. 7, knowing that the task is doable, a balance between skill level and the challenge presented. That goes back to my SMART goals. But again, you're not thinking about this. It's just what's happening automatically while you're competing, while you're doing your thing. 8, feelings of personal control over the situation and the outcome. Well, this is why A in my race formula is so important. You get the feeling of personal control because you have the knowing of the mechanisms for personal control. That goes for your personal life. It goes for competition. It goes for everything. That's why I teach you, just like here in this podcast, how to understand yourself and why you do things. And then you go, oh, that makes sense. Now you're the race car driver who knows how to use the pedals, or just a teenager learning how to drive a car, knows how to use the pedals and the steering wheel and everything to make the car go. 8, 9, lack of awareness of physical needs. Why is that? Because you're totally immersed in the doing and not the fact that you got a pain in your knee or whatever. And I'm of the 100% belief, like I said earlier, when you're totally focused on what you're doing, all other things go by the wayside and you don't have to try to do this. 10, complete focus on the activity itself. Well, that's all we've been talking about. That's what this is about. Again, you do not have to try to get into that flow state. All you have to do is clear the things that prevent it, the useless thoughts and the difficult emotions, or pretty much any emotions. You can actually be too up, too excited for lots of performing. You do not want, if you're in a shooting sport, getting too excited is not a good thing, right? You can be overexcited, overhappy, overconfident. Those are not usually useful. So how do we, again, just a review here, how do we take emotion out of things? We detach from outcomes. That's how we do it. When we attach to anything, that the opposite of that is motivation. If you want to fire up emotion, motivation is an emotion, you attach. That means you think of the thing a lot. If you can bring up pictures and you can generate, you know, images and ideas of what it'll be like when you get there, that's attachment to something. Detachment is your key to getting into this flow state and just keeping the intention to continue to clear your interference to it, because then it will happen normally and naturally. And that's what my whole process is about, whether this is for sports or your personal life. And the interference patterns happen from your current thinking and your old past meanings you gave to events that became belief programs. So once again, that's where we go. Performance equals potential minus interference. Get rid of the interference. You can initiate beginning action and naturally 100% focus on what you're doing, the task at hand, and you'll be in that flow state. And you will have, when you understand this and you shoot for this, what I'm just saying, then you have consistent, regular happiness. It's a win-win-win. There are no downsides to what I'm talking about. Tons of downsides to the direct path, the bumpy path I told you I took to Trout Lake on the way. All kinds of downsides. And you often get there faster, but certainly more efficiently. All right, if you're actually ready to clear your interference, that's what the RACE formula is all about. Relentless awareness, clear and emotional mastery. It's built into my Mental Toughness Academy and everything I do, but I got really specific. Use it and keep you aware so you can be your own personal mental guru in the Advanced Mental Toughness Program. And I want to see you in there. If you want to find out what has been holding you back from the life you want and the solution to clear it, get started with my mental toughness quiz found at mentaltoughnesstrainer.com and get serious about achieving your goals or maybe even become a mental toughness trainer yourself. All right, let's do this.